I'll do that today.
Oh,
Diego,
man.
Don't take notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, Mike, that just tracks so well.
You might end up somewhere you don't want to.
So have you ever stopped at a light and a guy with a beard and a hat gets
17.
In?
I was.
It's well, not me, it's but it's most definitely Mike.
Check, check, check,
check,
check, check,
check, check. To the show. This is Between Two Beards podcast. I'm your host, Brock.
And I'm your other host, Mike.
And we are the beards that you are between.
I like that.
All right, welcome back to another exciting episode of Between Two Beards. We have the Hawk family joining us. And I guess we'll do the usual. We'll start with the youngest. If you are near your volume, turn it up real loud right now, because I guarantee the next voice you hear is a lot softer than mine. Yeah, well, so
I think we'll make Mr. Producer fix it in post, too, just for funsies.
All right, go ahead. Give me your name. Tell me what grade you're in and what your favorite color is.
I'm Kate, and I'm in seventh grade, and my favorite color is red.
Red. Why is it red?
I just like it.
There's a red glow behind you right now. Does that make you feel very excited?
It's like it was meant to be.
I know. I was like, whoa. what are your favorite things that you like to do, Kate?
Well, Renee and I like to ride around in our Razor that we got this Christmas.
A Razor?
Last Christmas.
Is that a bike?
It's a, like, a Ranger, except smaller.
So it's a go-kart?
I guess so, kind of.
That's awesome.
But better.
So you rip around in that?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you play, like, tag?
Not really.
No.
Just try to get as muddy as possible.
Kinda.
Who gets muddier?
That's best. Yeah.
Well, we kind of don't really get that much dirt, but when there's snow, we get snow everywhere.
Nice.
Well, here in luck for tomorrow. Maybe.
All right.
It's a hard maybe.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow now. Yeah. We're going to go hop on that race and make a mess. That sounds great.
All right, Kate, why don't you pass that microphone over to your sister here? And let's find out who is sitting next to me, making a bunch of noise with that microphone. Give me your name.
Renee.
Give me your grade.
Seventh.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple. Any reason or just because, like, your sister?
I just like it.
Just chose purple. What's one of your favorite activities to do, or did Kate just give it away?
Kind of. But I like to spend time with the animals.
That's right. You do like to spend time with animals. Any particular animal?
Cats.
I knew the answer to that. I was just throwing it out there.
Cats.
Yes, there's a lot of cats, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And if you have told me, I think I called you the cat whisperer because of how many cats you have. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's fun for you?
Yeah.
Nice. No allergies to cats.
Little bit, but
we power through.
Yeah.
I've told you guys before, I am highly allergic to cats. All right, why don't we switch gears over to Mom and Dad? Who wants to go first? Oh, you know what, Mom? You're right next to the microphone. Why don't you go ahead and you don't have to give us your grade.
Oh, that's good.
But you can just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Missy. Yeah, I'm a homeschool mom. I clean house and teach history and math and spelling. All the good stuff.
What math are we in this year?
It's basic mathematics.
Okay.
But it's...
It's still math.
It's still math.
I understand.
If I could do history all day, everything
yeah.
would be...
Oh. I hear you. Good. I love history.
Yeah.
Even a little science.
Yeah.
But it gets a little technical sometimes, and then I have to dictionary search and figure out how to say the words.
Now, have you been excuse me, homeschooling their whole school lives?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, these two. I started with our oldest in seventh grade.
Oh, okay.
So we've come full circle.
Oh, yeah, there you are in seventh grade. Yeah. Wow, you have come full circle.
I'm like going through some of the textbooks going, I remember this. This is great.
Probably finally something I actually like, I could do like say, I already done this.
Yes. You do learn a lot.
Yeah.
Because you forget a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Now, before homeschooling and before kids, before husband, where did you grow up?
I'm from Bloomsburg.
Oh, you were from Bloomsburg.
Yep.
Were you homeschooled or did you go to Bloomsburg?
Nope, I went to Central Columbia.
Oh, sorry about that.
So, yeah. Yes. It was dorky then. It's dorky now. No.
Oh.
Then I went to beauty school.
So oh.
I have a cosmetology license. I still do some hair here and there. Just friends.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah.
Husband.
But that's why you always look so good. It's like, surely that's an expensive monthly bill because he's always looking sharp.
It's like every 2 weeks.
Nice.
This is our second person this season with a cosmetology degree.
It is. It's a trend. There's like trends in this
there
season.
There is. Yeah.
Fire summer and cosmetology.
So you don't do hair anymore? Just
I had.
You say your husband's, but I'm looking over here going, that must be an easy one.
It is. The beard's a little tricky, but.
I hear that.
It does look really good.
Yeah.
And we would know.
Yeah. We do. It's a very bearded show.
Yes, you fit right in. But yeah, so I had my own shop for quite a few years. I don't know, 25 years, I guess.
Wow.
I've done hair since I was 13. That was my.
Wow.
Hair. Yeah, I've always cut my hair, friends' hair, my mom's hair, whatever.
Did you cut your hair the first time illegally?
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. So did I.
Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies?
Well, I've dabbled in a few different things, but I like to knit. I used to knit. Kind of often.
Yeah.
And I ran out of time with that. And taking care of the kids, taking care of animals. We have always have dogs, cats, chickens, something running around. So I like, it's an unfortunate hobby, I guess. I like politics. So
oh.
I listen to a lot of that. And
nice.
It, no.
No. Sorry. It's, wrong answer.
I am. I'll tell you what, if that's not a test of your faith,
oh my goodness.
Follow politics.
Amen. Yeah. My mother-in-law was big into politics. I really, really miss our conversations. Mm. Oh, yeah. She was always swearing at the TV in the other room.
it's tough. But it, again, that your faith.
Yeah.
Like, I know God's got this, but, oh, man, there's a lot of schmucks.
Yeah, that's probably the nicest word we could say right now.
Mm. Amen.
On air, anyway.
Yeah.
We wouldn't say other words, though.
On BCC air.
Well, we wouldn't even say those words anyway,
family
right?
Show.
Yeah, but.
Well, our producer might.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
He's also eating Taco Bell
His
right
mouth
now,
is so full of Taco Bell right now.
I'm not eating it.
Hey, if you ever want to know what the studio smells like, just go down to Taco Bell.
See, the thing is, I can't even defend myself because I don't have a mic.
If you really want to immerse yourself in today's episode, just go down there, flip on the podcast, and, you know, just hammer away at a taco box?
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe a quesadilla, is that what you got, too?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Bring us back, Mike.
All right, why don't we go over to Dad? Let's get him on air. We haven't heard from him yet. There we go. All right. State your name.
My name's Shane. Dad, whatever.
Hi, Shane. Whatever. Hi, Dad.
My wife calls me sometimes.
And where did you Where'd you grow up?
Bloomsburg, Millertown area. I don't know if anybody knows where that is, but it's kind of between Millville and Bloomsburg.
Oh. Did you go to school in Millville or Bloomsburg?
We're in the central school district.
Oh.
So.
I don't know where Millertown is. I thought you said Miller's. I'm like, oh, I know where that is. All right.
I left from Central to Votech. Went up there for school. So.
Okay. What was your trade while you were
welding?
At Votech? Welding. Is that what you do now?
No, I do a little bit of everything. But
okay, you dabble.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yep.
Nice. So after high school, you went to
pretty much work
the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you start? What were you?
Well, actually, just went into my grandfather's business. And started working.
What was that?
Excavating.
Okay.
Equipment.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And eventually my uncle and I took it over and ran that for a while. And I just recently left that business, so.
Okay.
Which was a tough decision, but was there for 39 years.
Wow.
That is a long time. Yeah. I'm sure that wasn't an easy decision.
No,
to make.
I toiled over that for a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of praying, I'm sure.
Yeah. So.
So now what's your new life look like?
I left that business. Now I'm doing my own excavating business. So,
oh, how's it going for you?
Okay, it'll pick up steam. It's just
yeah.
I just got out in December.
Okay.
So it's just kind of still transitioning.
Sure.
Getting used to this. It's kind of different speed now, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm used to just going and doing all the time now, and I have time to. Relax a little bit, I guess. But I always find something to do.
So how does an excavator meet a beautician?
I don't know. That goes back to the cruising town days. And
oh, I remember those days. Those are some good days.
Yeah.
We used to... This is the time we used to live in. You could cruise town. But my buddies and I got a better idea. With the girls cruise town, when they stop at the light at Iron Street, just hop in the car. We'll do that today.
Oh,
Diego,
man.
Don't take notes.
Yeah.
Gosh, Mike, that just tracks so well.
You might end up somewhere you don't want to.
So if you ever stopped at a light and a guy with a beard and a hat gets
17.
In,
I was,
it's well, not me, it's but it's most definitely Mike. So...
All right. Well, you're cruising Bloomsburg, and what kind of car?
I had a Ford pickup for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I
remember your Mustang.
Then I bought
a
Ford Mustang.
Mustang. Yeah,
what year?
93.
Really nice. Yep. Ooh, nice. What color?
It was blue and gray.
Nice.
Yep.
V8.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had that for a while, and I figured out that cars didn't agree with me, so I went back to a truck.
How does a car not agree with you?
Well,
you wrecked it.
Didn't work out.
Your wife is like outing you.
No, it wasn't good. And that was a really nice Mustang. I'm like,
aww.
But yeah, that was our thing. Cruising town.
Yeah. So, is there a pickup line? Do you have a pickup line?
No.
Oh. Hi, I'm Shane.
No, just,
nice to meet me.
Just happened through a friend, one of her friends.
Okay.
We just kind of knew each other for...
Yeah.
We always ran in the same circle.
Okay.
Same kind of friends. And.
Were you guys close? Are you guys close in age?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same age.
Mm-hmm. Same school.
Yeah, he was a year ahead of me.
Okay.
So, and then he went to Votech.
Uh-huh.
And that was... So I didn't see him for a couple years until we started driving.
Uh-huh.
And then we were downtown cruising around, and we'd always.
So there hadn't been any like crossing of paths or anything like that while you were in the same school?
Not really, no.
No.
No, not really.
So it happened later, but still in high school.
We knew each other. Like, we kind of hung out. We were 17, 18. And
yeah.
Then it wasn't until we were 21. And
we
go
all
out
went
and
to this
hang out
dive
you know.
Bar.
Rhymes with messes?
No.
It used to be called Savage Hollow. I don't even know what it is anymore. It's out towards Orangeville.
Yeah. Oh. Hogs Hollow.
On the other side of...
No.
Yeah, it might...
No. I don't know what it's called now. Isn't that the one on 93? Going
yeah, that one's
that's
on there.
That's, I'm sorry, you're right. That is on 93.
I forget what it... Digger's Diversion or something like that.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
It's on the outside diggers. Of Parkville going towards Benton.
I think it might be diggers.
I think it is.
Because I think they, yeah.
I don't know that area very well.
Yeah. So that was our hangout.
Okay.
Saturday night. And we always hung out together. And then he grew a beard.
Oh, like, game over.
Hey. you're kind of cute now.
Yep. That did it.
That was it. That we were 22.
You're kind of cute now.
We went for dinner, and then he just never went away. He stuck around.
He just never went away.
That's Brock's move.
That's right. You just show up one day and you never leave.
That's how I got to force in his friendship.
Well, I didn't chase him off. Guess, next thing you know,
your mom wasn't too.
No, my mom too. Was not happy.
Really? No. Why? Because it was a local boy with a beard?
No.
One of them rednecks.
She knew his grandfather.
Oh.
He was a little rough.
His nickname was Wild Man.
Not which him. One? Shane
no.
or the
no,
grandfather?
Grandfather.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I'm like, Mom, he weighs like 10 pounds more than me. I think I'm all right.
I can take him.
So my dad stuck up for him. And he like pulled Mom aside. He's like, Shane's all right. He's a good kid. Like, we got a kid, I guess, at 22, but... Mm-hmm. Then she relaxed, and once they got to be around him more, he's okay.
Well, that's good. Yeah. How long did that take? Like a full year probably.
No, I don't think so. It wasn't too long.
No,
I'm pretty sure my dad was the cohesion there.
Nice.
Yeah, I actually worked at their house.
Yeah. A
couple times.
Yeah. Oh, nice. He wasn't even old enough to drive yet, and he was running an excavator or bulldozer at our house.
Wow.
That's all he's.
Yeah.
Like it's in his blood.
Yeah. So now how many years have we been married?
It's just 25.
Oh, yeah. That we've already had 25.
Just passed.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah. Been together about 28 years.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right after we started dating, my parents had their 25th wedding anniversary. Oh. So there we are, all cute and young at the party, you know. And now
that's
25 years. I'm like,
Time flies.
My parents were old back then.
Oh well, here we are.
It's fine.
So was God, Jesus, like, was that always a part of your life? Did you guys always go to church, or did that come later?
I would say later.
Yeah.
You were raised going to a Lutheran church.
Yeah.
And it's a little tiny, you know, country church with like 12 people. I was not raised in a church. My parents were Methodist, and so I went to a Methodist church occasionally. But, mm-hmm. When we got pregnant with Carly, our oldest, my dad said to me, you know, that's great. I'm happy for you. Now I want you to go to church. And whenever my dad would just say certain things and it's embedded.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, yeah, I should probably look into that. So a friend of mine went to Light Street United Methodist.
Hmm.
Nice older man, cut his hair. He's a sweet guy. He's like, why don't you come to our church? You can sit with us. All right. So I went, and I never really felt like I was being taught.
Yeah.
Anything,
okay.
You know?
Right.
So, you know, I got the study Bible, and I did classes and Sunday schools and stuff like that. And then I believed, but it wasn't deep. Like, as I look back on it now, it took a lot of time
mm-hmm.
for that to grow. And then about nine years ago, right after I turned 40, the summer after I turned 40, I found out I was pregnant with our fourth.
and was like, whoa, I'm 40. Whew, you know, all right, this, I'll be fine. Everything will be great. And we went for a sonogram, and I was about 20 weeks along, and there was no heartbeat.
Mm.
So that was when I really just leaned in, and that was like an eye-opener for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like God is good, even though I'm really hurting right now.
Yeah.
And I know that it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
He's got this.
Always.
So that was, it was like you have to go through the fire and be refined.
Yeah.
And that was an eye-opening. Like, I'm not the same person I was before that. And if I wouldn't have gone through that, would I have the faith I do today?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Like,
no.
Like, that was a test. And it wasn't like God, I know he didn't do that to me.
Right.
It's what needed to happen. Mm-hmm. It's part of his plan for things. Who am I to argue with the creator of the universe, you know?
Amen.
I think he's got it.
He's got it, you know? Always.
So it definitely, it made me dive a little deeper. Then the United Methodist Church went wacky with the whole same-sex marriage stuff. And I said, you know what? I have got to get out of here.
Oh.
So I started, these guys were pretty little, like five and six, I think. And started going online and looking up churches. And I knew Eric from the Christian school because my oldest went there for a few years.
Okay.
So and Emma was like a year behind Carly. So I wasn't going to drag them to a different church every weekend.
Yeah.
So thank goodness for technology. I could like go online and listen to their sermons or read their statement, do some research. And I was like, I'm Pastor Eric. I haven't seen him in a while. And came here and I was like, it's a pretty nice fit here.
Yeah.
You know? So
that wasn't that long ago then.
It was 2018, end of 2018, beginning of 2019.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit. Yep. You know, so that was all wonky. But
Wow.
I made it through.
So in there, and all of that, you made the decision to homeschool.
Yes, I started homeschooling. When I found out I was pregnant with Sean, or when we lost, we were going to sell our house in Orangeville and build this house in Buckhorn.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been changing school districts.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would have sent Carly to school, she would have gone to Central, and then we'd have moved, and then she'd have gone to Bloom.
Yep.
So I pulled her out of the Christian school for other reasons that were things that were going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm like, well, I'm going to have another baby. Got these two little ones. They were like 2 and 3. And Carly, I'm just going to homeschool and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Carly never ran away. So I figured, okay, must be all right. So,
wow. Let's, Renee, you have the microphone next to you. Do you enjoy being homeschooled?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it? You like having your own schedule? Did your mom give you your own schedule? or is she kind of a drill sergeant?
Kind of.
I was just going to say, you can be honest. You are on the other side of the table. She can't reach you right now. All right, that's good. Kate, want to grab the mic? What do you think? Do you like being homeschooled?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite part about being homeschooled?
Well, I think that maybe it's because I'm not around someone I don't really know that much.
I can understand that. Kids are scary. Have you been to our youth group? You come to youth group and you're thinking, thank God I'm homeschooled, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's good. So then he came to BCC, and it was just a good fit. And I know that, like, you mentioned the pandemic. Was there ever a time during the pandemic where, because, like, everything was shut down.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, are we going back to BCC when they open, or are we going to go somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. Mm. No, we were going to stay. We watched every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get the bread and the juice out, right?
Nice.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. Yep, they were on that, and we'd watch church faithfully every Sunday. So
yeah.
It was. I did dive into the COVID thing from the get go because it was kind of scary.
Oh yeah,
what's going on? I got a family, and kids.
There were a lot of politics in that, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh!
Don't get her started.
I know
he did on purpose.
but yeah, I was like. I understood why the church did, you know, had to shut their doors. I get it. But
yeah,
that was not the ideal thing to do.
Yeah.
But now we know.
Oh, I'll tell you. Yeah, it was scary. It was very, very, very different time in this world. And I still look back and, like, I can't believe this happened, you know, and, you know, my wife works at Geisinger, and at the time we were just dating, and we've been together for a while, but I just remember her being like, they're sending me home, and I'm going to be working from home now, and it's just like, oh, wow, okay, that's neat. Yeah. And meanwhile, I was working for Mars Wrigley as a candy salesman in Walmart. So they're like, you're going to work, bud.
That's fine.
Get out there. You dodge them COVIDs. Here we are.
Yeah,
I got to see all the lines, and it's
crazy.
Walmart was a crazy place. Like, Walmart is a crazy place on a good day, but then throw that into it.
Oh my God.
Every day I came home with a story that, like, you're never going to believe what happened today.
Yeah, you go through Walmart and you think, where do these people come from? Like, huh.
Some strange place.
It really is. Yeah.
Does the Shane, do you get involved with any of the homeschooling at all?
No, I kind of keep out of it. I'm always busy working anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
Did you have a favorite subject though in school? Is there something that you're like, oh man?
No, I just worked. I didn't like school at all.
So you'd be the vo-tech portion of homeschooling.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. There you go.
Perfect.
What do you ladies think about excavating? Is it in your future to carry on the family business?
No.
I had a feeling that was also going to be the answer.
Now, you do get roped in occasionally for different things.
I had him help me pour concrete once.
Hey, those are skills you got to know. I think it's one of the best things about being a parent is that you just can teach skills that are going to put your children up a step, you know? And just even pouring concrete, I mean, it doesn't sound like something, but come on. I'm going to tell you right now, there are not a lot of teenagers that know how to do that. And you guys got to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
eventually you're gonna start dating, and guys are gonna be all showing off, and you just be like, well, "Do you know how to pour concrete? Do you know how to say it? Because I cannot."
It's concrete.
That was a tough one. There's too many C's.
I don't even want to know how you pronounce cement now.
It's cement. It's always been cement. Come on now.
Well, the English language.
Public school.
Let me tell you. It was, so when I started homeschooling Carly, like, she could read and write and
all
that stuff. I didn't have to worry. And then these two come along, and I'm like, you can't read.
You gotta teach them everything.
Yeah.
And the language is tough.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I'd be walking around the house going, wait, stop.
Do I know the language?
Oh, that was the best when my daughter came home and she learned English completely differently than I did. And I was like, you're doing, wait, because it looks like they're having a problem. Like, you're like, wait, I need to take you to the doctor right now, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm supposed to do when you're saying words like that, right? But no, that's how it's supposed to be now. So,
yeah.
Oh man, yeah. You missed the memo when you're like, "Hey, we're gonna do everything completely different from what you did."
And yeah.
I was like, all right, cool, awesome. That'll help with homework.
Now, you two are close in age. What is the age gap?
16 months.
16 months.
Yep.
So my brother and I are 13 months apart. Yeah, we were, and like, I'm sure maybe you guys might get a little of this too, like raised a little bit like twins, even though you're not. Mm-hmm. And then
certain people, when they were younger, they'd ask if they were twins.
Yeah. Now my brother and I don't look anything alike. I look like my parents, but my brother is blonde haired and blue eyed, and then we have another brother who is also blonde haired and blue eyed, and actually they look like twins, even though he's about 4 or 5 years younger than us. So, but we enjoyed, him and I enjoyed being 13 months apart. My youngest brother did not, because obviously there's always an odd man out. To this day, it's still him. him and I are very, very, like, we are super tight, but he hid behind me a lot before school years, like kindergarten. And I would always answer the question because I'm a talker and he's not. And he just let me answer the question. And then he had to start kindergarten like, oh, this kid doesn't know anything. So he didn't he didn't make it through like 3 days of kindergarten. So we were actually 2 years behind each other in school and 13 months apart. So figure that one out.
Yeah. That's just all how you're developing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's also the only one with a college education, so there's that.
I always thought I should have been held back a year, but
He was very quiet.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah.
And that quiet gene.
Huh.
It's like, you know, what do they say? An unstoppable force, immovable object. It's like.
Oh yeah.
So Carly, she didn't talk to anybody.
Oh really?
Oh my gosh, and she was grumpy. Like when she turned 2, she learned no, and that's all she ever said.
No.
You want to go have fun today? No. All righty. So,
the power of no.
It's two letters.
She's 21, and she's still, she's still kind of grumpy.
the one that's not here to defend herself.
Oh, and she, believe me, it's hard to know. So that gene is strong.
Yeah. That quiet gene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've had, Missy and I've had this conversation before. We're like, they don't have my genes. They don't talk. Although, I have to say, the more I get to know Renee, and I appreciate this about Renee, she talks to me now, and I love our talks. So, you know, the other one, though, just looks at me and smiles still. But she talks to me more now.
Well, at least she smiles.
Yeah.
Carly would not. So she, when she was little, I took her to a VBS. She was like 3, and the gals there knew her.
Yeah.
They were doing the pictures, and the one was like, "Oh, you smile," and she's like, "She's 3."
Yeah.
And the other gal goes, "Just take the picture." She's not going to smile. And we laughed. Oh my gosh, yeah. But she was probably in the 3rd or 4th grade before I got a good school picture with her.
I was just about to ask you, did you ever get one?
Yeah. It was, my favorite was the preschool one. It's an ornament on my Christmas tree. I love it.
Does she love it?
No.
My parents, and now my mom has passed, but now with my dad, every time he puts up the Christmas tree, he's got the little wreath with our kindergarten pictures on it, mm-hmm. to this day. And it's like, can't we get new ornaments? So I feel her pain.
Oh, I love those.
And this is what I get. Oh, but we love those. Yeah.
They're my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's, they're just, at least I can take them out in public and I know they won't be too embarrassing. I'm the embarrassing one. So.
No, not really.
Oh, really? Look at that.
No. Okay.
Kate chimes in.
Kate's my sweetheart.
Coming in to defend.
Mm. Renee was pretty quiet. Like, oh, mom.
No, they're nice.
That's
they're
nice. Now, they say the middle child, though, tends to be the like the weird one.
She doesn't know what to do.
Except in Mike's case.
Oh no, especially in my case. My brother in middle child is the weird one.
No, I would say Renee is, she's kind of like an old, like the oldest, you know what I mean? She's that alpha.
Yep.
She's an eye daughter and a T crosser. Yeah.
Nice.
Very neat and organized.
We were talking a little bit before we hit the big red record button, but you guys were talking about something that I think is really neat that you guys do, which is you guys help out with the Animal Resource Center, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys tell us about that and what it kind of feels like to have a responsibility.
Go ahead, Renee. Grab the microphone.
She's a cat.
We've hit the wheelhouse.
Yeah. Well, I kind of always had like, well, the cats always kind of liked me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of animals liked me. So yeah. I could get along well with them, and I kind of just let them do anything.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, you showed me your hands. They're all scratched up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Minnie D, I don't know what happened to all her litter mates.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just went off, had their own life in a way. And she started liking me. Obviously, I gave her food, so that's how she likes me. And I keep on hearing, like, out of books, like, don't let them scratch your hands or anything.
Yeah.
But she just loves to play.
Yeah.
So I just let her do anything, although it does hurt really sometimes.
I hear you. My hands are tore up for my puppy. Is animal, like taking care of animals, do you find that to be something you want to do after? Yeah, you're shaking your head. Yeah, yeah. This is kind of the path that we're on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confirm there were head shakes.
There were a lot of head shakes.
Yeah.
Head
shakes. I think that's cool. You know, we were talking, it's not. Yeah, go ahead.
You could do pretty much anything to them. Like when I was talking to you that one day about all the kittens,
yep.
Like you could hold them so down and they loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Bree, she was a little bit weird. She's one of our foster babies.
Yeah.
I miss them. They were pretty good. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
They were only, three or five days old, I think, when we got them.
Yeah. I mean, eventually you're like, they can grow up now because, like, have to, like, get a paper towel and rub their butts so they pee and stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to always, like, feed them,
mm-hmm.
which got a little bit annoying because the bottles weren't, like they couldn't get any milk out of them because for some reason the milk wouldn't come out through the thing. And Noe would get really mad at that. She would, like, move her paws up and down so fast, like, you had to keep your fingers away because, like, it hurt really bad because she would get, like, on the fingertip.
Yeah.
That hurts pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Like this one time she was like, does she growl? Forget. I think she would growl. It was hard to hold him down in like a little blanket because they'd always try to squirm out and like attack the bottle.
Mm. Don't take this the wrong way. Now, if I said to somebody, I want to get a kitten, change my mind, I'm just going to replay this episode back with what you just said.
Yeah.
It's going to tear you apart, and it's going to growl while it does it.
That's just the little, like, the baby part before they could, really see. To them, we were all their moms.
Of course, yeah.
So they would, like, hop on our backs. Their back would get pretty scabby.
Yeah.
And there was Lincoln, who loved his belly rubbed all the time. But these are only, like, bottle babies. Typically cats, like, some people don't really like cats because maybe they had a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a cat hissed and growled at him.
Mm-hmm.
Another cat, like our cat, Kevin, he was really nice. Like, he would hop in bed with you whenever you woke up. And always, like, he was playful, even as, like, a bigger kitty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a cat growing up. His name was Tiger. He was more dog than he was cat. It was awesome. It was, and that's kind of sounds like what you're describing here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it feel like to kind of be able to be a part of that nurturing process of helping animals that are in need?
I don't know. It feels really nice. That's I mean, good. It could be me with animals, but it's because they're really cute.
Yeah.
That's what I think. They're really cute, and you just want to, like, protect them. But with Mandy, she's always outside, so you can't really protect her. Yeah. She actually got a little scratch on her nose.
Oh, no.
It looks like a little crack, and her nose is, like, white until you get to the actual, like, nose part, and it's black. So that's how I could, like, see the crack. And she's, like, all long hair. You saw her.
Yeah.
And she's pretty big. She's gotten bigger since we've, like, first saw her.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say, like, back then in a way that she was, like, a long hair cat. She didn't really look like a long hair cat to me. I almost thought it was, like, just a winter cat, like, a winter coat. Mm-hmm. But she's really fluffy. Like, I find balls of fluff everywhere.
Yeah.
Because, like, she scratches her head for some reason, probably ringworm or something. But she keeps on, like, whenever she's attacking my hand or something, she always, like, kicks her back, like, with her back paw. It always kicks her head.
Mm.
I don't know what that is, but that's why she has tufts of fur everywhere. Because when she plays with stuff, she kicks her head.
Yeah.
The back of her head.
So would you call yourself, like, a cat matchmaker then? Like, if someone was going to be like, I want a cat, and we just were like, go see Renee Hawk, right? You would be like, yeah, I'm your person, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like it, because you got this all, like, panned out.
Oh,
like,
I'm telling you, this girl is a wealth
of science over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, for the parents, what kind of feelings does it give you guys to see them kind of start to grow into things that they really like to do? What does that feel like?
I'll tell you, it's neat to see their personalities and what they're good at. Like, that's really starting to bud with them. Like, Renee, she likes to draw. And it's amazing to see. She's drawn pictures for years, but now I look at them and I'm like, wow, she has some talent there. Or just to see the compassion they have for animals and for people, too. Like, there are times when, again, I follow politics, and Kate will chime in, like, well, they're just a bunch of dummies. I don't know what's wrong with them. but they do have a heart. You know, they see right and wrong.
Right.
And they're getting to where they form their own opinions now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Can see the right and wrong and things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really neat to just be able to sit and have a conversation with them, not about little kids stuff anymore. Like,
yeah,
we're still silly. We still do weird stuff.
And I sing to them,
and it's bad, but like, it's
wait, do you want to model that for us?
Oh, cut off your bars.
Not bad to me.
Man, that is,
you, that's, let sweet. It go. Let it go.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's bad. It's neat. Like, it's just I don't know. Sometimes I think, my goodness, I'm not good at this. I don't know why God would send me these children. I'm just going to goof them all up. It's not me. It's
sure.
Yeah. Apparently he does know what he's doing. I just have to follow his plan and lean on him. But
yeah,
they're neat kids. All three of them, they're all very different. Although Carly gives me gray hair. But I think that's just how that's gonna be.
That's the season that she's in. Yeah.
Yeah. And she lives on her own, so sure. I don't have her there to feel like I had to really let go, and that's hard.
Yeah.
She couldn't wait to get out. So.
No, she couldn't.
Yeah.
And I get that. 19. Yep. You have a 9-year-old sister and a 10-year-old sister at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All we saw was smoke and gravel flying.
But it comes back around, and you, mm-hmm. it really does. You know, you have that moment of being off on your own, and you know, as you gain more responsibilities and have some hardships, and you know, you get that sort of full circle, hopefully, right?
Yeah,
that,
I think she's starting to come back around.
Right.
She's calming down, not quite as you know, how when you're a teenager and something goes wrong, it's it's the end of the world, you know. But now I still get calls or texts that it's the end of the world, but it's down a few decimals.
You are always going to get calls and texts that it's the end of the world. I promise you.
Yeah, I figure about the time Carly starts coming back around and thinking I'm not total dork, these two will be like, oh, Mom is such a dork. So I'll have one cheering for me.
We can hope. We can hope, right? Right? Let's give Mom some hope, right?
But she is really good with her sisters. Yeah. She loves them. She doesn't get away without hugs and kisses, does she? And she's okay with that.
That's good.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah.
It's
sweet. It has been a great, great time with you guys.
It has been.
You know, just to, and it's encouraging too. You know, you think about, you know, seeing your kids here, and mine are certainly much younger. You know, just continuing to give them responsibility, despite, you know, what them maybe turning out a little different than you or having different interests than mm-hmm. you. You know, it's just, it's important to do that. And I see that here too. And just how much joy they can have from having that responsibility, how much they can grow from that responsibility.
Absolutely. All kids need something to do. Like, it doesn't have to be anything wild and crazy or life changing.
Yeah.
They need something to do to keep them busy.
Right.
You know, keep them focused on something. Because the world's not about them.
Right.
And you instill that young, you don't have as many issues later.
Right. And caring for something or someone, mm-hmm. man, that is a beautiful thing to be a part of, because it's taking the spotlight off of self and putting it on and putting, you know, the your time and your attention on someone else and serving. And that's really what we're talking about, service, and how important that is.
Absolutely.
Especially as believers, right? You know, it's such a crucial point of our relationship with Jesus to be serving others and serving those who can't take care of themselves, whether they be human or animal or maybe a little bit of both. Wild man.
Yeah.
But we, man, thank you for coming and joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You know, ladies. One question before you guys go. What would you tell to somebody who's looking to come and find a church somewhere like BCC?
Well, I would tell people you need to find a Bible-believing church. And if they want to come here, they will fit right in with that.
Yeah.
That's, you want the Bible preached to you, and that's important. And I feel like we get that here. He actually preaches from the Bible.